You're listening to the Gossipin' Heffa Show. The radio station's owners and associates take no responsibility for the opinions or statements made by the talk show hosts or their guests. Statements or show topics are not necessarily the beliefs of this radio station, and opinions between the talk show hosts may conflict.
Do you think you can handle it?
Make some noise!
Gossipin' Heffa!
Host of training!
What's up? The heifers are in the house. Michelle.
And Rochelle.
My favorite heifer. How you doing?
I'm always dandy.
Not always.
I'm always dandy.
Let's not extend that, okay?
Oh, you're such a...
You have dandy moments, but not... It's not a continuous thing.
You have thotty moments. Because you want to criticize people, you know.
Yeah, it's good, so...
What?
But anyway, how was your week so far?
Oh, busy?
Yeah.
Working me like a slave.
I heard.
Lord Jesus.
I know.
I got to deal with a lot of Indians, too. They ain't always the best people. Some of them nice.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them just
not.
Mm-hmm. Asshole.
But I wish that, you know, when it comes to the service industry, a lot of people don't understand the tolerance service people have. Now, if they give good service, that's one thing.
Yeah.
And they have a tolerance for dealing with a lot of ignorance, lack of tips. But then you have the people that do make you not want to give any type of money to them as a tip.
Yeah, they're just a-hole. But, you know, I got two coworkers that are hilarious, you know. They just don't give a damn. Yeah. I feel like, girl, did you just tell that heifer that she blocking your air?
Yeah.
I had a coworker, because we had a fan up and it was warm.
Right.
And she's like, ma'am, you blocking my air.
Well.
I said, look, that's a bit.
You know how it is in Houston. The sun is too much. And you, when you have a breeze going, we don't want any disruption in that breeze.
Like, move. I said, oh, Lord. I had another one just look at the man like she really didn't give a damn.
Yeah.
Okay. And I have to understand, I do feel her, because, you know, people, when you get your hair cut, make up your mind.
Right.
Know what you want in the chair the moment you ask.
Right.
Don't turn around and say, can you make it shorter? She said, I will be charging for two haircuts.
Right. Because you should have told me at the first go round.
Exactly. And she had this face on her, like, you know, the F-U face on her face. It was hilarious. He said, what is your name? She looked at him and my name was blah, 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 blah. I ain't gonna put my girl in that on it. But it's just, you know, it's funny.
It was funny. Matter of fact, speaking of funny news, Conspiracy Sister is up.
First, a political statement, if I may.
Another idea stolen from the black man.
Blackness confirmed. You got soul.
Thank you.
This is Conspiracy Sister saving my people from a sunken place. Shall we have a sip on someone's black power tea? Sip it, child. Because we sipping on some old Cracker Reagan. And when I say this is an old, tired, old, dried up pickle, you're gonna need some water to wash this down. I don't know why everybody is acting so brand new and so surprised that Reagan made racist comments.
Ooh.
Oh, this ain't the same white man that just destroyed New York with crack.
What?
That he is the crack kingpin.
Say it ain't so.
Oh, it's so. That's why his wife was on doggone news time. Don't do it. Just say no. Should have told Reagan to say no.
Right.
I mean, he destroyed Brooklyn, Harlem. I mean, all them black areas of New York. Because he flooded them with crack.
Yeah.
So why are you surprised that he talking about black folks don't wear shoes and we look like monkeys or called us monkeys?
Right.
Now, this is another thing that puzzles me.
Right.
I ain't never seen no barefoot black person.
No.
No. But I see a lot of barefoot white people walking around in these streets. Okay? I'm looking at them crazy. Y'all know y'all be looking like that trick where your shoes at.
Yeah.
And another thing that bothers me, they always say we look like monkeys. White people are closer to monkeys than blacks. I ain't never seen a big lip monkey. I ain't never seen a wide rim nose monkey. Have you?
Nope.
I seen a lot of monkeys with thin lips.
Yes.
Little noses.
Yeah.
And white skin underneath that dark fur. So I don't know what y'all talking about, okay? Why didn't y'all think most black folks didn't give not one damn when Reagan's wife died?
Mm.
Didn't nobody care about that thought? Oh, she was a garden too. Everybody know. Y'all thought Melania was one. Oh, Miss Reagan was an undercover hoe. She was quiet. You know, back in them days, we were quiet hoes. Shh, shh. Don't tell nobody. I just did it. But I'm gonna need my people to stop acting so surprised. He just wasn't a blatant racist like Trump. Mm. He was one of them old school respectful racists.
Keep it in the closet.
Keep it in the closet, yes. Do what Michael say. On that note, y'all, I'm conspiracist is out, conspiracist is done. Y'all ought to know better.
You know what? I'm dumbfounded by how people are just like, oh my God, Reagan said that we were, you know, monkeys in Africa that didn't have shoes. Come on now.
Yeah, I'm like, I just never see black folks without shoes. Right. Except for Shaka Zulu. That was for war. That was for fighting.
They slow you down.
That's right, they do. Maybe we do need to stop wearing shoes. Slowing us down. That's why when he croaked, I said, oh, who cares?
But, you know, he had this conversation with Nixon. So why am I not surprised by that?
Two racists having a racist conversation. That's what racists do. He felt comfortable in his own company. I know you a redneck and I want to. Yeah. Let's talk about these jigaboos.
You know what? You have no sense whatsoever, but we do have some headline news to discuss. Now, Trump has been going in on Elijah Cummings on the state of Baltimore, the crime, the poverty. At the same time, his son-in-law, Jared, has housing out there, and all the tenants have complained about the conditions of the housing. They include mice infestation,
that's mold. Why Trump was saying infestation, because he knows what's out there. My son-in-law has a building and he, yes. So I know what it is like.
I know exactly what they're talking about. Yes.
And that's sad. I mean, here you are, part of your son-in-law, old crooked Jewish boy, part of the problem.
Right. And this is what kills me about the whole situation, that he's always pointing fingers to sources that he claims that are the problem. At the same time, you are part of it because I'm sure, along with his son-in-law, he's got properties out there as well.
Oh, you know they do.
Okay, so let's come on. And I know they are in urban neighborhoods, they are not going to be in the best conditions.
And let me tell you something. If you think crime's sky high now, just wait till he finish taking everybody's food stamps.
Woo!
Girl, they're going to be busting caps in the hills. In the mountains where the white folks be, mayonnaise sandwiches going to be slapping folks. Because in the main, folks, you know, that's the fun thing about it. I know he thinks he's going to hurt minorities doing this.
Right,
but he
right.
really hurt his own pink people.
Pink people. You are ignorant. I promise you are ignorant. At the same time, while he's attacking Baltimore, the son-in-law having property, he also saying, oh, well, the blacks in Baltimore, they back me up. They know what I'm talking about.
I doubt it.
And later on, people did speak out and said, nobody endorsed what you said.
Okay. No emails, but he always saying, I got a letter from so-and-so.
Right.
And he can never prove, you know, pull that letter out of his ass.
You can tap Hillary's emails, but you can't, you know, tap the
Russia
emails.
Russia did that for him because he a little punk. He dumb. He don't know how to tap no emails.
How he tapped, you know, tap your own emails for all these endorsements you claim you have.
Or have somebody at least forge them.
Right.
That's what he good at. He'll pay somebody that knows how to do it. And that's what he did with Russia.
Yeah. I everything that comes out of his mouth when it talks doo-doo. About how many people are on board for what he's trying to bring to the table. No, they're not.
No, we're not on board. We don't like you. Whatsoever.
Right. Mm-mm. Now, let's talk about this nonsense going on where this 10-year-old boy has received a police charge. What? This child is in elementary school playing dodgeball. Okay, the dodgeball hit one of his classmates that happened to be Caucasian.
Of course.
Okay, so because the boy is being punished and he is a black boy, the boy that was injured was white. Some are calling the incident racist, while others are including celebrity endorsements by D.L. Hughley, called the charge ridiculous.
It is.
They are charging this child. Come on,
for what?
You are first
because we play a soccer.
How many times do sport injuries occur in just everyday school athletics?
All the time.
All the time. So all of a sudden, because It's a charge involved.
Okay, let me ask you something. Is the white boy hurt? Is he just not, did he lose teeth or something?
It's dodgeball. This is what they're playing. Dodgeball is not a soft game. It's a very aggressive game. Why do you think they call it dodgeball?
Well, he should, a little pink fool should have dodged.
Okay.
It ain't my fault all that child followed you slow.
So the black child has been charged with assault. How do you... This is so ridiculous.
This is racist.
Yeah, it is.
Straight up racist. Because there had been another little white boy. It would, all boys will be boys.
Boys. There you go. There you go.
That's that bull.
It's sad that our society, so especially the black children in our community, they are targets as well as black course. Men and black women. But like
no, I black
said,
racist targeted. Just it didn't target, but they are trying to, they messing his child up early.
Right.
Because it's going to follow on his record.
Exactly. And that's how they try to get black children caught up in the system early on some bogus charges, and it follows them for the rest of their life.
Y'all going to learn to get your own land and get away from these pink folks. But like I said before, not all of y'all can go.
Girl.
Like you black folks at Walt Disney, y'all can't come.
There's an application.
Yes.
90-day probation.
Yes. Just like a job. We'll put you in temporary housing until you pass. Do they clean the yard?
You know what? Shut
up. Are they peaceful?
All right. Now, two people are dead after a police officer and a suspect were shot at a Walmart in northern Mississippi in South Haven.
Girl. You know what happened? Cause I used to work out in South Haven. And all them Negroes from Memphis and Arkansas done moved out to South Haven. And after that, and these are the people that you don't want to take with you.
And I recall the shopping complex because when we were staying out there, you used to work out there. Mm-hmm. When I was in the neighborhood, I would do shopping out there.
Girl, I know.
And I'm like, what in the world is going on?
I mean, back in 2000, 2005, it was quiet and peaceful. It was right. Nice. It was a nice mixture of all people. It was Spanish, white, black.
Mm-hmm.
And now the ninjas have come. This is what's horrible about it.
You need to make a cartoon out of that. The ninjas.
The ninjas will come. That will be. Give that boy the Boondocks.
Yeah, exactly. I'm about to say he'd be on the Boondock level with a message and humor at the same time. So I think that would be a good combination. But two women who worked with a group called Mothers Against Senseless Killings, who tried to stop the gun violence in their Southside Chicago neighborhood, they were killed by bullets that police don't believe were intended for them. The same corner where they would, you know, hand out food, bring children to play. Because when you are in a crime-infested neighborhood, and it's senseless, you know, crime.
Yeah, that's why we need the Black Panthers back, because they took care of that, too.
Exactly.
You know, a lot of people think the Black Panthers are all about the police. Yeah, they was keeping the popo out from killing.
Right.
But the little thugs and stuff and the drug dealers, they weren't coming around messing around the neighborhood.
Exactly, because they already knew the presence was in the neighborhood.
But we here.
So, hey, look, you come through Black here, power. You got to deal with us. Wow. But at the same time, these two mothers who are trying to stand up for are killed in just straight bullets.
That's sad.
It is
sad.
That
happens every day in Chicago.
Yes.
Children, straight bullets. Old folks, straight bullets. Mm. I mean, if y'all ain't killing each other, police is helping.
All right, girl. Let's get to it.
I'm going to have a BF.
Oh, my God. She's going to have a bitch fit. Oh.
No. Don't have a BF. Because you are in big trouble.
It's time for my therapy.
Oh, therapy.
I need the therapy of the BF segment.
Oh, okay, because I was going to say, because Dr. Phil ain't here.
Well, you know what? I think Dr. Phil will understand my conversation I had with him about you.
I don't think so. I seriously doubt that.
Well, besides you being yourself.
Yeah, I'm the joy.
I monitor our Facebook fan page.
Okay.
And I want to thank our Facebook audience because you guys have been very interactive. The comments are hilarious. I love the interaction.
Oh, interaction.
But there's some people you have to cut short because the ignorance spews.
Cut them low.
Every time they post or respond to anything that you post on your page. There was a particular follower that always commented on anything that had to do with the Obama family.
Oh, God.
And I'm like,
a mayonnaise eater.
See, this is my thing. When you're on Facebook, you have a choice to follow content that you are interested in. Mm-hmm. So when you follow our page, you're going to get some of everything. You're going to get news. You're going to get black culture. You're going to get politics. Mm-hmm. And you're going to get dating and all that kind of stuff.
All kind of stuff.
But specifically on when it comes to politics, we love to highlight the Obamas because we are personal admirers of the Obamas.
I love the Obamas.
And this guy kept commenting every time I posted something about the Obamas. It wasn't anything racist, but it was ignorant.
If he's a Trump supporter, you can't help but expect ignorance.
Because when you look at the profile, and I always do, when I see somebody who's just, you know, being ignorant, let me see what type of stuff you represent. So, of course, MAGA all over the place.
I knew
it. This and that. And then when anybody would dispute his comments, he's always got this ignorant rebuttal. Because there was a, you know, just a spoof meme out there that was posted on our page, had Michelle Obama holding up a sign, and said, an immigrant took my job.
I saw that. It was hilarious.
Okay. And that was the effect it was meant to be. He went in talking about, well, at least she's not a true patriot like our now first lady. I'm like, what are you talking about,
first
a true patriot?
Your first lady, you know, patriot and racism go hand in hand. I've always said this,
Thank you.
The first lady is not American.
See, this is what kills me. You guys want to discriminate against immigrants. Now, the first lady, even though she may have gotten her paperwork, she is still an immigrant
in America. First of all, her paperwork ain't legal.
Right, because Trump pushed it through.
And a mammy and pappy, theirs is not right either, okay? Right. And I'm talking like this because I just saw a white man that look and sound just like this. And he told Trump, you're not a patriot and you're not for America. He said, you ain't never had but
you got
out
check
of all
it
four
out
of your wives.
Mm-hmm.
One was American.
Right.
You don't marry American women.
Right. You always have to have a bride order. You know what I mean?
One well, of those
male order brides, right?
He's got a fat belly and little hands.
Now,
who
had Michelle
that?
Obama had the nude photos like Melania has
oh,
out there.
Oh, baby. Look.
Do you understand the grill she would have gotten?
She got grilled for having no sleeves, okay? Now, Melania is up with, well, I mean, beaver first.
Right.
Beaver in your face with another beaver in your face. Laying together.
So call for what it is. Talking about Michelle Obama's not a true patriot because she didn't put her hand over, but I don't remember her heart over for the anthem.
Do you know how many times I have watched Trump? His hand was never over his heart for the anthem.
Right.
You know how many, let alone, he don't know the words to the anthem. He wasn't even singing the anthem.
But like I said, I try to give our audience freedom of opinion, but when it gets under my skin, well, I'm like, are you constantly going in on certain topics? He also made some remarks about Eric Gardner talking about he was selling contraband. Loose cigarettes, dog.
That's not a contraband.
And you're telling me that loose cigarettes and there was not another police procedure.
As long as they had a state seal on there, it's legal.
Right.
So, if I want to sell a Lucy, maybe somebody can't afford a pack. Get one for 25 cents. They do it at the ARAB store. So what you talking?
Thank you. They do it all the time.
They sell Swisher single.
Right.
That's 50 cents. Stop playing with me. So, you get you a big fat pickle while you're there.
With a peppermint in the middle.
Peppermint in the middle and some hot chips.
You're not making this no better. But I eventually banned him because I was, you know, letting him go by. And I was like, you know, I'm getting tired of these comments.
It was too much mayonnaise.
It was too much mayo. I could not take it anymore.
That's
so
right.
There's certain type of tones that we have to keep on our page because we want to stay encouraged. And we are personally representing our beliefs on our page.
And if it ain't yours, then move around.
Okay.
Because I'm going to state my mind. State what the hell I want.
Time for Word on the Street.
And now, the moment you've all been waiting for.
Word on the Street.
Just listen to this.
Give it some.
Let's get to your favorite celebrity, Nicki Minaj.
Girl, boo, bye. I think not. We got jokes.
I do like her new single. I just wish she would cut the chorus of This Is My Pee and all of this stuff. Because you get to a certain stage in your career, it's not necessary to call out all these sexual experts. It's just ridiculous sometimes.
What? That's
Megatron, that's the single I like.
Oh, well, I ain't heard it now.
Yes, you have. And you switched it when it got to the chorus because, you know, my son was in the car.
Mm.
Right.
It was too much vulgarness. Okay.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
You know, but anyway,
but that let you know what impression it made on me because I don't remember it.
Right. Okay, look. She announced recently on her radio show, Queen Radio, that she and her old time flame from, I think they've known each other since school of some stage, and they were dating back in the day. They got back together recently and secretly went to get their marriage license, and she made an announcement that, hey, the license is official.
I was married now.
Well, it's not actually, you know, they haven't gotten married yet. They got like 90 days once they get the license in place. There's no word on the ceremony, what's going to go down, but, you know, hey, it's going to be official, hopefully within a few weeks.
I know someone in Safari is crying in the car.
Because he hit it first.
You know, I was always confused, too. What was Nas doing with her?
Well, I have no idea on that one.
Because was you high?
I was wondering that myself. I'm not going to lie.
As soon as they broke up, he made a hit. Nas, so let me clear my head of all that silicone.
It's the Kardashian effect, that's all.
Yes! With a little extra taste of chickens and hot sauce.
Now, I am not happy with MTV right about now. They are trying to remove Michael Jackson's name off the Video Vanguard Award that was given away as annual Video Music Awards. They do this every year, and they're considering removing his name.
Over a lie that's been cleared that it's a lie? Even the guy that did the doggone HBO documentary said true times and dates don't match up.
Right.
FBI was up Michael's butt for 10 years, found nothing. Y'all get over it.
And my situation is MTV. Michael Jackson exposed you to the black community.
But you know what? Michael Jackson he broke the barriers because you would never, David Bowie spoke on this.
Right.
You never see black people on MTV.
Right.
Until Michael Jackson.
Exactly.
He broke that barrier.
And I wish that people would stop trying. You know, this is what kills me about our society. We have facts on other celebrities that have done actual pedophile behavior.
Okay.
Get away with it for years.
I think I can pee.
Well, I mean, even Woody Allen, you know?
Woody Allen left the States.
Right.
And he won't come back. Okay. That's why you ain't heard nothing about Woody Allen after he married some coochie he raised. Okay. He left the country. And he won't be coming back.
No, you're absolutely right on that one.
But Michael Jackson was found innocent.
Innocent.
And FBI did not find him. They found more on Trump that y'all don't believe.
The girl.
And they found nothing on Michael. But y'all still making up in your head he touched them little white boys. I'm dumbfounded.
Yeah, I'm dumbfounded too.
But, you know, Dick Gregory always said that they will never let a black man die with his name and dignity intact.
No. Now, you know, like I said, call him out for whatever it is. But like I said, men like R. Kelly, this is blatant behavior.
Yeah.
And I don't understand how everybody in his camp that was involved, even some of the parents that were okay with having their underage daughters affiliate themselves with him. It kills me.
Same reason why, you know, people was trying to let Michael watch their children. And even though he and Michael didn't touch him.
Right.
But I'm like, who does that?
Right. I know. You will not. No, he can come over. I'll be staying there while he's, you know, playing and
but
doing
R.
whatever
Kelly,
activity.
No. R. Kelly's whole upbringing, everything about his family background was just jacked up.
Yeah. Well, anyway, Cardi B's back in the news.
Cardi!
She has been forced to cancel a concert for safety reason.
Yeah, them doggone Trump.
Due to threats. Because Cardi has been speaking out politically on a few occasions, number one.
I love it.
And the latest one she did, she definitely talked about the Baltimore comments that Trump made. Mm-hmm. And she was just talking about how I don't understand how our society don't understand how this man is just a flat out blatant racist.
And it's true. It's so true, his racist people are coming after her.
Right.
That ain't nothing but mayonnaise threats.
So, I think there's a video floating around. I don't know if it's actually Cardi B or somebody who looks very similar to her that's sitting down with Bernie Sanders. So, I'm just assuming that she's a Bernie Sanders supporter. Mm. And she's really getting involved with politics, which I wish
Most of
our young influencers.
And the sad thing is, you know, only thing that people could talk about is Carl. She ratchet. She got broken English, but she woke. And she trying to help y'all see where you need to be paying attention. Don't be paying attention to that nonsense.
Right.
Not only did she, I was watching a Cardi B video, and she was somehow everybody complains about what she's talking about, and she was name dropping a bunch of female rappers that don't talk about their twat, sex, and your radio don't play them.
Right.
Y'all don't want to listen to them, so what you complaining
unless
about?
Unless they ratchet.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay,
make up your mind, y'all.
What you want.
But I'm not supporting
But Candace Owens, now this is a black woman that definitely stands with the Republican Party, and she's actually come out and challenged Cardi B to some type of debate of some sort.
What, really?
Right, but I'm like,
you want
your
15 minutes, don't you, boo-boo?
But you know what? Candace has always spoken out against the Democratic Party. Now, I agree with some things because the Democratic Party, I'm not going to lie, taking advantage of the black community.
Because of black women.
Right. You guys have got to get up and get your balls intact because there's no type of, you know, respect going on for the Democratic Party right now. now.
Let me tell you something. This has been like this from the beginning of doggone politics history. Mm-hmm. You know, they just swapped it up because it used to be Republicans were for blacks. Then they swapped it up and then Democrats picked it up.
Right.
Both parties are racist.
Right.
Both parties don't care about you.
Mm-mm.
Now, you know, a lot of people voted for the Green Party last time, but I'm going to say next time you do that, it need to be a buzz where everybody's, you know, there with you. Okay. You know what I'm saying? All the black people across the United States need to be there with you.
Right.
And they need to let Puerto Rico start voting. I don't understand how Puerto Rico is a part of a USA.
Right.
But they're not allowed to vote.
No. Because it's brown.
Ah!
You can't be down. Matt Jordan. Matt Jordan from the Real Housewives of Atlanta. Kenya Moore and him have had a relationship on the show.
Oh, that cuckoo boy.
Right.
Okay, cuckoo
boy. Now he's been rearrested for trying. I think he either punched his girlfriend. Yeah, he punched his girlfriend. Mm. His recent one.
My girl was right. And her daddy told me, I don't know about him. All women, listen to your daddy. If your daddy around, he tell you nigger old ain't doo-doo. All
right. Listen, okay? For trespassing plus three separate charges, aggravated assault, theft, and threat, and intimidating to damage property. That's what he did to Kenya's garage. Remember when he jacked her garage up on Real Housewives of Atlanta?
And did her cameras.
So I'm like, that boy got problems. And the mugshot, you could just look. You know how you could look into the ice?
He cray cray.
And they never liked you.
He crazy, man. But I knew he was messing with Kenya more. I knew that fool was crazy.
Well, Kenya's happily married now. That little girl of hers is gorgeous.
Isn't she?
Yes, she is a gorgeous baby. But I'm glad that Kenya got out that situation because that man has some mental issues that need to be addressed.
Well, Kenya knew that's why she got out that situation. Right. She's like, oh, no, I ain't got time for this. Oh, no, bro. No.
Yeah, I just can't stand a lot of silly shit.
To be a moron.
Yeah.
To be moronic.
Exactly. To be a moron.
An imbecile.
Yeah.
Like the dumbest motherfucker that ever lived.
That's just dumb.
As always, we are entertained by dumb headlines on the internet, and I wish that people would stop being so frequent with it. Because, you know, besides, you know, when people were licking all an ice cream and putting it back in the freezer, now we have other things going on, especially in Walmart, where there's one woman urinated on potatoes. Yeah, out in Pennsylvania. And the police said that this is a 20-year-old woman.
Too old for that nonsense.
Facing multiple charges that include criminal mischief, other lewdness, and public drunkenness.
Hey, you know what? Lock her up. Lock her up.
The greeter should have a double duty. When you see somebody stumbling into Walmart, they smell like alcohol. That's when you want to either, you know, intervene.
You can't come in here shopping. I'm sorry. Go home, drink some cold water with some lemon in it, and sleep it off. Matter of fact, you need to be somewhere like Jack Purtle's or,
right,
or French's. Get some grease
on your stomach
and get out of here.
Now, the Walmart, you know, they say they got rid of the potatoes.
Sure.
Check the clearance table. To be sure.
You're going to be like, it smells a little pissy in here. Why does it smell like New York Subway?
It is sad. I'm glad you have started your garden project.
This is why I did
it. Stories like this makes me appreciate the hard work you put into your garden.
Like, my kale already grown back. I just chopped some kale off. It's come back. My doggone mustard's trying to come back. And I got lettuce. Two things of lettuce out there.
Oh, my God. Thank you again, because I'm just like, you can't even get produce. Mm. I miss Memphis Easy Way.
Easy Way, man.
Girl, I miss Easy Way so much, because that was one of those stores that sold nothing but produce.
Yes, and it was awesome.
And it was discounted prices. And it was fresh. You could just get all type of produce.
Didn't have no pee in it.
And I liked it because it was a small, like, corner market.
It
was personal. You knew the staff. I miss Easy Way. I wish Texas had them, but hey. But
I wonder why they don't.
Right. I'm sure they have farmers markets and other stuff that we haven't maybe tapped into yet. But other than that, I miss Easy Way.
I do too, Billy.
Okay. A Texas woman is suing up to $1 million after she walked into a window that appeared to her as an open doorway at a well-known grocery store.
Only little puppies do that. What's wrong with her? Dizzy mother effer. I'm just saying, that was just dumb.
She was actually going in for the construction company. It's a Kroger store that this incident happened in, and she's suing the construction company that put the store together because she walked into a window.
Ain't nobody fault that you dumb. That's your fault, big dummy. Oh, my God.
I want, you know, because I've noticed a lot of people with their phones in their hand.
Yeah.
People are getting on my nerves because they'll stop in one spot and don't move while they're interacting on their phone. Or they'll walk, but they're walking like, you know, 2 miles an hour.
In zombie state. Not paying attention. Is your phone, I mean, are you really that obsessed?
I'm like, dude, get to a corner, stand against the wall where you are not in the walkway, interact with your phone, and then keep it moving. I cannot stand people that just stand there. You see them all the time in store aisles. Just be standing there. I'm like, okay.
They're looking dumb. Like, are you buying something? Can you please get out of my way? Lord Jesus.
Oh, my God, that's sad. There is fast food fights taking place at KFC/Taco Bell. I think the number one, the restaurant combination might be the part of the aggression here. You know what I mean? You're missing fried chicken with Mexican food. So,
yeah, well, you're going to get some diverse people.
So in Vermont, there had been 4 employees that were fired from their jobs after getting into a food fight at the end of their shift.
Mm, ain't got time for that.
You know,
it's always people you hire. So you hire people to be a fool on the clock. Oh, my God.
It was all caught on camera. It also appeared to show a fast food worker that was trying to wash Chipotle sauce from her hair in the restaurant's kitchen sink.
Nasty son of a...
You know, we've already seen an employee take a whole full body bath into a restaurant sink.
That's why I don't go out no more and eat. I'm just done.
I'm done, because this generation that works, the majority of them being younger, I don't know what it is where the manners lack. They need to start having etiquette as a required course in schools again.
They need to do something.
They need to do something, because people are not implementing these things in their children. And I know, you know, particularly with my son, there's times every child has a moment of being hard-headed. Yeah. But as far as him being outright rude, disrespectful, no.
And I'm sure Kevin, the child, will be washing his butt in a doggone dishwasher.
Sink.
At the doggone restaurant.
Right. Come on now.
That's why I just can't eat out no more.
Raise your children. I'm going to have to start finding some type of way to contact school boards on how this is. It needs to be a requirement.
Look, everything that we had coming up has been taken out of school.
Mm-hmm.
And you think about the things that was implemented in school when our parents were going.
Right.
That's gone.
There were expectations put out there right out front street that you didn't have to debate with.
You had sex ed. You had mannerism.
Right.
Culinary.
Mm-hmm.
You had all these different things. And now it's just gone.
Right. Okay.
Right along with common sense.
But they're saying that, of course, the behavior of the employees is unacceptable. And this, of course, is from a spokesperson on behalf of the restaurants. So they have been dismissed from their position. And the Department of Health has confirmed the incident was being investigated by corporate management, as well as the entire incident was caught on surveillance footage, according to a report shared with Fox News. That's what, you know, another thing that's really dumb. You know security is full effect.
They don't care. They dumb.
Cameras are on every corner of your work establishment. Why do you, you know, go ahead and do this dumb nonsense? Knowing doggone well is going to be reviewed.
It's just what you just said. Dumb nonsense. Ignorance.
Coachella Valley woman is arrested in connection with a video showing her children smoking weed.
Lord, this is like the third, fourth story we don't heard about this. Y'all ain't learned.
No, I mean, these videos are rampant on social media, and this is the saddest thing I've ever seen. I mean, I'm not against cannabis smoking, but at the same time.
But not with your child.
Your children.
Because I was just going to say.
Come on now.
The hoochie could have called me. I would have smoked with you. Leave the kids be. Give them some cookies and some warm milk.
Now, there's no background information because I do know religious practices do, you know, involve that. I'm not sure how young far as the child's involvement. But as far as this woman's concerned, she's a Riverside County woman that's in custody after allegedly being caught on video giving marijuana to two young children.
I guarantee was no religion behind this, right? Okay? She was just being a fool. Because if you're doing a religious ceremony, you know, you ain't got time to record. You're supposed to be doing your religion.
But the woman's 36 years old, and there's video footage showing a child holding a pipe and holding a flame to it.
Oh, so this ain't his first rodeo.
But
I don't smoke this before.
Been smoking since I was two.
Man, what? Rode the best blunt streak. Better recognize.
You know, you are stupid.
That's what you used to say to me. I've been rolling since I was two.
Let me tell you something. Ever since our parents shared that story with us, okay? Now, you know, back in the day, when you have children and you happen to have that particular indulgence.
Yes.
And your child happens to find your indulgence.
I was trying to help him out.
Right.
Just go ahead and get it rolled early.
Right. So, at the age of two, you were found doing your first roll.
Baby! Been smoking since I was two! You know about that. And I heard I rolled it very well, too.
Yeah, I heard it was a nice one.
And we smoking that stuff around me, think I ain't gonna catch on?
See, this is the level of ignorance that scares me about you. Because it could go back from all early childhood to current day. There's always signs in our childhood.
And there's always signs in our culture.
That predicts who we're going to become as adults.
And you stuck to yours, being an asshole. Because you was definitely an asshole kid. What child makes their daddy sign a contract?
Number one, let me explain the contract. Because I don't like folks telling me stuff to just be telling me stuff just to, you know, fulfill my verbal, you know, ability. So
yeah, like they get you out of that phase. Okay, I tell you what.
He would always make these bogus promises. I'm going to go with you here. I'm going to take you there. Okay, fine. But when it came around time to deliver, his memory of, you know, suddenly is affected.
Yeah, I don't remember saying that shit. Right. Daddy was if
Daddy so I'm was, like, you know, I'm tired of you backtracking on what you told me and promised me. So I'm gonna have to write up. I used to write up little contracts.
Don't put it on paper.
So he thought it was funny, but I'm like, you know, if you wouldn't, you know, lie so much, and why is that transition to men nowadays?
I don't think he did it was lying. He just say something to shit you up to get you out of his face at the time.
Right now,
and you know, he learned children don't forget nothing. Okay? You cannot tell a kid you finna do something and think they gonna forget.
I know from firsthand experience, if I mention something to my son, It's embedded in his head. Okay. He's going to talk about it each day until it actually goes on.
And ask him to make his bed up and vacuum.
Right.
Uh-huh. When you say that? You heard me, punk.
Selective memory is what I call it. So that's what we have taking place here. But other than that, girl, I can't take no more dumb as she's gone.
The gossip is happening.
We don't gossip. We just pass along news.
Put him up. Put him up.
You know what time it is. It's time to ask a heifer.
Ask me.
All right, let's get to this letter because it's very interesting. My sister is rude. What? Obnoxious.
I thought you were talking about me for a minute.
No. Condescending. Ooh. And uses any opportunity, public or private, to vent about how I let her down.
Oh, girl.
Never by her presence, etc. It's embarrassing and hurtful. She now includes my fiancé in her barrage of cruelties.
Oh, Lord.
When I'm around her, I generally am anxious and upset. So it is totally breaking all the rules of etiquette to pass over my sister and ask for my lifelong best friend to stand as my maid of honor in my wedding. I'm a professional woman with a wonderful husband-to-be, lots of close, amazing friends. To say the least, my sister and I do not have a good relationship. I am subjected to her unkind behavior on such a happy occasion because it's proper thing to do. What scene would be worse? The one my sister will eventually cause or the one that I caused by passing her over?
Mm.
I say, hey, if you and your sister don't have a cool relationship and you know she's a drama queen, I would not even consider her for being my maid of honor. Just saying.
I wouldn't. Bye, Heifer.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be bothered whatsoever. I wouldn't care about her damn feelings.
Because you have people out there that are always trying to get center stage, always trying to get attention, and they go all kind of obnoxious ways to get it. And it's, you know, being your sister, like I said, you and I can't understand that because we have a very close relationship.
We don't do that. We good.
We don't do that petty nonsense, okay? Mm-hmm. So if there is a problem and you know there's going to be a scene at the wedding, why just avoid the predictable? I mean, really.
Yeah, I would have punched that heifer pot when I was five.
Right.
I don't, you know what, for one, I don't, you don't have to deal with any kind of disrespect.
Right.
I don't care if it's your mama, daddy, your grandparents, let alone your damn sibling.
Right. To disrespect you on your wedding day.
And your man.
It's already a stressful situation depending on what scale your wedding's on. But just a simple elope can be stressful.
Stressful, but okay. You know what? This is supposed to be your happy time.
Right.
Nobody has time for this.
Nobody has time for the nonsense. I do not have time to go say my vows and know I'm going to have to break up a scene at my wedding ceremony and then go on my honeymoon. Right. Go on my honeymoon with a headache and all kind of stress on me. No.
Nobody got time for that.
Go ahead and just get it over with, because at least when you tell your sister in private, I'm not going to be able to have you in my wedding.
And I hate you.
Right.
That's what I tell the history. I hate you.
You can dissolve that situation in a private situation. Yeah. And make sure when the wedding day does go down, don't put it past her to make a scene and show up anyway.
I wouldn't have, you know, but you know what? Okay, you wouldn't invite her.
Right.
But I also would have had bodyguards.
Right, exactly.
If you see this hoochie, toss her out straight on her ass. Because if I do it, it's going to be a problem. For real, though.
You going to have biker shorts on up under your wedding gown?
Baby, girl, why are you wearing tennis shoes instead of some nice shoes on your wedding? Girl, just in case a mofo wants to start something, I'm ready.
So, yeah, I would do it that way and definitely have some type of security at your wedding ceremony. Because Amen. If she's dramatic like that, do not underestimate her for showing up and trying to make a scene at your wedding.
It's sad.
Right.
That's all I got to say about that. This is terrible.
You know, it's always a good time with the heifers, but it's time to go. But before we go,
where we going, heifer?
Your relationship. Now, sometimes, you know, there's good news you want to share about your relationship, mm-hmm. but there's an oversaturation you're sharing with your friends and associates about your relationship.
Oh, yeah, ain't nobody got time for that.
Never a good sign when you're sharing a little bit too much of your personal business with anybody, number one.
I don't want to know about your K1 jelly. Right. Your KY jelly.
You know what? But, you know, when you go to, let's say, a work environment, and a coworker is having a situation with their relationship, and every day there is a conversation about their relationship. Never a good sign, because that's letting us know there's either a lot of problems going on in your relationship.
And it could be you.
Right. Now, if you talk about it, you know, so much because there are so many problems, it can't be good.
It's Break up with them. Get over it. I don't want to hear about it.
But some people like that. They like to stay in a miserable situation and come and unload their baggage on you. And I'm like, well, this is baggage you could avoid.
Yeah.
But you choose to be caught up. I don't have time for it.
No, I really don't want to hear about it. I had a coworker the first day. I was like, I don't know if I'm gonna like you.
Right.
Because the first day they ever walked in, she was like, girl, he trying to commit suicide. He doing this, he doing that.
Oh, no.
I was like, oh, my God. I was thinking to myself, just don't bleed on my carpet.
Right.
Go home with that.
Don't bring no DNA over this way. I have no time for that. And you fabricate the issues in your relationship. Maybe there's a lot of problems that you find, but, you know, you just make these problems up in your relationship.
Also, you cray cray.
Right, you know, because there's something that you could turn a little situation in, blow it out of proportion. It's not really what it appears to be.
Kanye. Let's start selling some Kanye West.
Jesus, wow. You know what?
Anyway, I'm just trying to help you.
You are self-sabotaging your relationship when you put stuff out there like that. And another thing on a side note that's not even included with the article I found, that when you put so many issues out there to the public, and maybe somebody may find your man their flavor, you are giving them a solid opportunity.
Come take this bull.
To move in on your situation, and you'll be out of a situation.
That's not good.
Okay, so either way, they monopolize your thoughts. Now, nonetheless, whether the issues are real or not, if you talk about them consistently, then that means that you are monopolizing your thoughts, and it's not a good thing.
More of that energy, negative things you're thinking, you're putting out there, that's what you're going to get.
Yeah, exactly, because your romantic relationship shouldn't consume your thoughts all the damn time.
Lord.
It, you know, you should be stable enough to know that, you know, you shouldn't have to always have this on your mind.
Yeah, I'm like, girl, ain't you done talking about him or thinking about him? You know you're supposed to be working, right? Why are you thinking about his deed? Or how he farted on you last night and held the sheets over your head? Don't nobody care.
Nobody cares. Okay, please move it around. Have that situation in private. But, you know, you're saying he isn't easy to talk to. So, if you're talking
to him,
he isn't easy to talk to.
Oh, well, don't talk to him.
If he...
let your thighs be his earmuff. Shut up. I'm just saying.
You know, if you're talking to others about your relationship, it could be because your partner isn't easy to talk to, and maybe he tells you that you're being too difficult to have a conversation with.
Maybe he's telling you the truth. You don't want to hear it. You bore me.
There are times in your relationship where you get just so tired and frustrated with a same talk topic.
Girl, I had one today. I know. I cussed that jigger out. I don't know how to do that. I'm cool, calm.
You know. It's consistent. You know, you've been dealing with that same tone for such a long period of time.
Yeah, and I'm like, I'm done, dude. Not today.
Not now.
It's hot. We in Texas. Ain't nobody got time for this. That's how, you know, that's why crime go up during the heat. I mean, it's really easy to happen.
It is, because you look at the statistics of crime during the summer compared just the city of Houston to all other major cities when it comes to summertime crime, okay?
Yeah, I'm surprised New York crime ain't high.
Right.
Because, I mean, they got all that concrete.
All that concrete.
Woo. And that's what's going on in Chicago. Too much concrete in the sun.
Back to this situation, or you don't want to fight, or perhaps... it is you.
Oh.
When you don't want to talk to your partner, maybe you're just thinking about fighting in a relationship is always bad, and you should work out all the issues outside of the relationship.
How you do that?
What sense does it make? Everybody's going to have a disagreement. I mean, this period. Everybody's going to have a disagreement, and how you guys deal with each other on it is a private situation.
Yeah, I don't want to hear about your problems. I got my own. My plate and cup is full.
Full!
It's poured over.
Right?
I'm just saying, anybody got time for that.
Even if they're not having a conversation directly with you about their relationship, you can overhear a conversation of a coworker, and you like, okay, shut up.
Like you was talking about this last week, every day. This is a whole nother week. You still talking about it?
Still on the same topic matter. Let's move it around, for real.
My goodness.
Your need outsider input too much. Speaking on the last point, now if you require everyone's opinion in order to move forward in your relationship, I don't know why would you would put your relationship on a public poll.
Because the dude you complain about, I don't give not one F about him. So I'll tell you, girl, F him. And that's going to be the next person.
Right.
So you need to solve that yourself.
Right. Stop putting all your business out there on Front Street trying to get everybody's input. And anybody who's not in your situation is going to have different input. And mainly it's going to be women who might be bitter. And they'll be like, okay, well, you know, you need to leave him, girl. Don't deal with that nonsense. And it might be the wrong direction you want to go in.
And how about you take it to the lyrics?
Right to the lyrics.
Go to one of them Catholic church, you know, little pit, you know, pool pit, you know, sit there, confession. Yes. Do like Usher say. Because I could care less.
Oh, Lord have mercy. But have you ever found somebody always talking about not only their relationship, but there's always an issue in their relationship? I don't care if it was just a good day just a couple of days ago, and all of a sudden it's a bad day, and it's the same bad day that I heard not that long ago.
Take your bipolar ass on the other side of the office. Sometimes you just need to tell people how you feel. I don't care.
You know what? I was actually having a conversation with some coworkers, and they were trying to get my input on a situation with one of the other coworkers. Mm-mm. And I told them straight out, I don't get involved with office politics. Mm-mm. None whatsoever. So I'm good.
Yeah, all that I got to deal with is my time. Off the clock and on the clock. Right. All this crap you talking about, I don't care.
Oh, Lord have mercy. So just as you think there's a problem resolving this person's relationship, it always pops back up. Why are we always having this conversation? And it's your way of bonding, which is a very, not intimidating, but it's a worrisome, needy, sucky,
bipolar,
right, situation.
Cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs way. Ain't really got time for that shit.
Because you do have people that are so thirsty for attention, they'll make up drama in their own personal situations.
Well, that's why I like my standoff face. Right. They know all the time. I have a resting B face all day. Go away with that. I'm like, what's that girl name from Atlanta Housewives?
Right.
Get away from me with that.
Well, okay.
Get away from me with that. No.
All right, Phaedra.
Yes, Phaedra. Thank you. That fake church girl. That's what I'm talking about. I don't want to hear about it.
Oh, my God. But I'm not saying, hey, look, if there's situations with your relationship, keep them private. Nobody want to hear about it. Everybody got problems, okay?
Yeah, like, you know, somebody ate my last piece of cake. I'm pissed about that. I don't care about your man, you, and your problems.
Get a subscription to Talkspace and call it a day.
And get a subscription with your weed man. What? And call Bedroom Candy while you're at it.
You know what? That's going to do it for the Gossip and Heifer Show. Thank you for tuning in. Make sure you follow the Heifers on Spotify, iTunes, and Google Play. And visit our website at gossipandheifers.com. Always follow Heifer on Instagram and Facebook. You know, I'm tired of
you. I thought that was fun. To just see your face.
You know what? Until next time, people, peace.
I holla.